LA is definitely a lot different than Serbia in a lot of different things, especially marketing. So it's been a learning curve.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/weareLATech. That's patreon.com/weareLATech.
Hey everyone, just a quick note before we get into the show that this is the last episode of 2018. We will pick it back up on a regular schedule in mid-January. So until then, enjoy the holiday season and on with the show.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have a special bonus show for you today, something that I am super excited about because I think it is so important to understand why so many tech startups are moving to Los Angeles from not only around the country, but around the world. So I'm actually sitting here in Serbia, yes, not Syria, and no, they're not at war. I'm sitting here in Serbia in an incredible town just outside Belgrade with a startup who has raised money from an incubator here, a very prominent incubator, who has been working with the LA market and is moving to Los Angeles. So I wanted to talk about why they're interested in Los Angeles, why they're taking up residency in LA and Serbia, so in tandem. And what they know about LA, their developer has already spent time in Koreatown, so he's already gotten to know the Los Angeles market a bit. And I just think it's really interesting for us as now LA locals. I know some of you have just moved to LA, so you're new to being local, but most of us that listen to this show are living in Los Angeles, and I think it's really interesting to hear why some tech professionals in other countries are making the move to LA, the top third startup city in the world. So hello and welcome to the Shoot Set team.
Thank you so much.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So I have, Alan, are you a co-founder too? Okay, so I have the three co-founders here. So Milos, what's the official title you go by?
I call myself a head of scouting.
Head of scouting. Yeah. And then CEO.
Yeah, CEO.
And lead developer.
And CTO, yeah.
And CTO. And so I have three people out of the four people on the Shoot Set team. As I said, they have raised money here in Serbia, and it's really exciting for what they've already done in Los Angeles. I can't wait till they come over and pick out their new digs in the LA area. Obviously, I hope that they come to Santa Monica right by We Are LA Tech. Yep. And so I thought I'd introduce you to them, and they tell you a little bit about their impressions of LA and the kind of resources they've already accessed in getting to immerse themselves in the LA tech culture, and just a little bit about Shoot Set, their startup, and what they do. So let's start there. Why don't the three of you go ahead, introduce yourselves, and tell us about Shoot Set. Milos, you want to start with you?
Yeah, so my name is Milos. I come from modeling industry. I've been modeling for the last 10 years, and I got an idea of joining this startup so we can help models get more gigs and help photographers find new models. And I'm in charge of evaluating all the models, verifying all the models, making sure that the user base is clean, it's simple, and the rest of the team is having their own agendas. So I'll let my CEO tell a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for us, being the website where photographers meet and book models, it was like a no-brainer for us to move to LA, and we've started like acquiring new models there a couple months ago.
And Alan, you've spent time getting to know the LA culture, building tech in Koreatown. What did you make of LA when you first got there, and what kind of sense of the community did you get?
Well, like it was a culture shock a little bit at the beginning, but then like with the months I used to it, and like
you spent 3 months there.
Yeah, I was 3 months there, and actually I was before, like 3 years before, I was there working as a student.
So oh, great!
It's not my like first time, but it's first time in LA, and my first impression is like that that it's a big like tech city. I was in Santa Monica, like you said, and everyone was telling me that all the tech startups are in Santa Monica, and I was walking there and I see like the offices.
When you got there, what resources or people did you meet that helped immerse you into the culture? Or was it really hard to figure out what was going on in the LA tech space?
It was hard because we were there, we didn't know anyone else. Somehow we were just like trying to find online meetups or something like that. And we started discovering, but at the end, when our trip was over and I had to come back, so I didn't met anyone there actually who was really, really into, you know, tech.
And so that's why we created We Are LA Tech. So hopefully, like, what we're looking for, and I know this is something that you focus on a lot in what you do, is that we're able to capture everybody as they're moving here so that they're not alone in the journey. The whole reason why We Are LA Tech exists is so, like, as a tech professional or being a tech professional living in LA, or as a tech professional first moving to LA, you're able to immediately know who are the right people to meet, what kind of resources exist, what are the difference between all the co-working spaces, what are all the different vendors that make sense to Los Angeles tech professionals. Like, it's a shame that at the time I had to come all the way to Serbia for you to find out about We Are LA Tech, because if when you got to LA the first time, if you had discovered We Are LA Tech, you would have been immediately plugged in. And that's why we created the podcast and the tech that we do. I know this is a specialty that, like, you work on. Can you talk a little about how you got the Shoot Set brand to LA without starting in LA?
I just want to add that a tech community here in Serbia is pretty amazing. And you just have to reach out to anybody here and you're immediately going to get some help on anything you're working on. So I really hope that's the same like that in LA. And definitely, like, community like We're LA Tech is something that we're definitely going to be using.
100%.
Yeah.
What's so interesting about the differences between, you know, Belgrade, Serbia, and then Los Angeles, California, is that in Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is broken up into different areas, they're kind of like regions. So you have, like, Silver Lake, and you have Hollywood, and you have Santa Monica, and you have Venice, and each one is like its own separate little country. So it's, I could see how it's a lot easier for the Belgrade community, startup community, and even the outlying areas to unite together and be really collaborative together because it's smaller. And so that's why We Are LA Tech is a necessary, because we need someone being the hub, some organization, I should say, being the hub to bring all the regions within Los Angeles together, because it's crazy. It's like a ton of different countries all in one city. It's not. So, yeah, I hope that we're able to do that for you when you guys make the transition. So how were you able to acquire such a strong LA market without even being full-time in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do, like, sales and marketing. And we're using Facebook and Instagram ads to acquire new users. So for the last couple of months, I've tested a lot of new things. A lot of different ads to try and find the ads that are converting the best. So for the last couple of weeks, I think, we have found a couple of them that are working really, really good. So that's the main, like, medium that we're using to acquire new users. But it's definitely because ShootSet is alive for more than 2 years now, and the LA is definitely a lot different than Serbia in a lot of, like, different things, especially marketing. So it's been a learning curve, but yeah, that's the main thing, the main channel that we're using. I still learn a lot, but yeah, it's converting better and better every day. So, yeah.
And one thing that you guys are really great at is having here, you know, a co-founder that is also in the market. So, Milos, you're a model and you've worked in this industry. Tell us a little bit about what it means to be a talent scout for ShootSet specifically, because I know in LA that means something a little different than it means to you guys.
Yeah, we just took the word scout because it's close to the modeling industry. I'm here as a mentor, as a big brother to new faces, to models that are just entering the industry. For example, somebody sees our ad, which says models wanted. They think, oh, people told me I should model. Let me apply here. And then they have me as a personal scout to help them get into the industry, to help them develop their portfolio, to help them put their own prices, to tell them whether they should do for pictures or they should maybe start charging now. So let's say I'll be a mentor to them, and we call that a personal scout.
And one thing that I think, it, you know, that you're all probably thinking right now is, when we're the fashion capital, the entertainment capital of the world, how in the world can, you know, these, you know, tech guys from Serbia be able to help the models in Los Angeles? It's really fascinating, their model. If you think about it, you know, you have a space for high-end fashion, you have a space for even commercial, but then there's all these Instagram models or people that are more kind of like micro-influencer models where they're not quite large enough for a proper talent agency, and the brands aren't looking for them, nor do they know where to find them. And this is where ShootSet comes into play, because you could be a photographer hired by a brand that has a smaller budget. They don't have the $15, $20, $100,000, $500,000, $1 million budget. Maybe they have a budget under $5,000 or something like that. They're able to afford hiring a micro influencer or micro model, micro, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to say budget model, but I mean, you know,
it is.
Yeah. And it's great exposure for the model who's not getting the job otherwise. So they're helping that modeling economy for them to start to make a living off of that. They're helping the photographer find the talent that they need. And they've really hit a sweet spot that I don't think has been addressed before in this kind of way. And what I loved is the quality control. There are other sites that have kind of tried to do something similar, but then I'm very familiar. I'm born and raised LA. You get this skeezy photographer that does not have good intent. And so ShootSet makes it a priority within their organization, in their onboarding, that they verify the integrity and quality of every photographer. Can you speak to that a little bit more, Milos?
Yeah, so every photographer that wants to enter our user base has to be double-checked by me. That's the part of head of scouting. So every photographer has to put their own portfolio. I have to find them online. I have to match their portfolio with their online presence. I'm even going to find models that work with that photographer so I can get their own personal reviews. And only after that, a photographer gets published on our website.
Which is huge.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Is.
It's huge. And so this has been really exciting for me to discover. And I was really, you know, obviously surprised of their LA presence. I'm like, how in the world? And so one thing that I kind of want to get back to is, Alan, when you came and you stayed in Koreatown, I'm curious, how did you get around Koreatown? Where did you go? How did you spend your time? What was commuting like there?
Well, actually, we didn't stay so much in Koreatown. Like, most of our time we were in Santa Monica, and that's like our favorite place there.
Did you take the metro, or did you take Ubers or bus? Or
yeah, Uber.
Uber.
We did Uber, yeah.
And did you rely on Uber?
Yes. Yeah, and we don't have Uber now here. And like the thing they solved there is like every Uber driver is really like nice to us. He's driving really nice. And now I'm comparing to here, like we have the taxi drivers who are like driving like fast, and you cannot leave them a bad review. You don't have where to complain.
Right.
And that's the thing with what we like the most. Like, you know, we felt really safe with Uber, and we just, you know, did Uber.
I love it. Yeah. I love that I discovered you guys. I think ShootSet is such a cool company. I can't wait for more people in LA to discover ShootSet. I know that if you're interested in becoming a model, or if you're a photographer looking to get a quality model at a budget price, like ShootSet is definitely the solution for you. I know that, you know, I can't speak enough that the quality control is so important, especially being a female and all the unfortunate things that happen in the entertainment business because there's not a safety precaution in place, because people aren't caring enough about the talent. They're putting all their efforts on the capitalism or on the lead conversion, but they're not thinking about the safety of the models or the quality of the photographers. I really respected that the guys do it that way. And from a startup standpoint, they're super focused on the value that they're providing and making sure that they're meeting metrics and moving their company forward. I just think they're going to be a great addition to the LA tech community, and I can't wait. Do you have any questions for LA? Kind of like if we could do something to support you in your success, what would that ask be?
Like I said before, the support that we're getting here is amazing and really helps us a lot. And something like that in LA, probably the we're LA tech community, would be amazing, because like for us, changing the culture and everything will be a shock and something that we should and need to get used to. But like to smooth that transition and like get help from the tech community would be amazing.
And how can people find you online? Where can they find, what's it, maybe Instagram or email or LinkedIn, whatever you're comfortable with?
LinkedIn, probably all social networks and our website. Everything's links back to us.
So. And shootset.com is shootset.com. So our amazing teammate Carl will be including their LinkedIn, so don't worry about that. And one last fun hack is if you Google right now ginger businessman, you will get to see Milos. Yeah. Like, he's that Googleable. He's kind of like a micro celebrity here in Serbia. So Google ginger businessman and you will see who I'm talking to.
And that's the head of scouting. That's the guy who decides whether you're going to be published on the website or not.
Perfect. So that's the guy you need to know. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the We Are LA Tech podcast, for having a presence in Los Angeles, for delivering so much value to the startup community worldwide. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this interview. If you want to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech community, remember you could go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at We Are LA Tech. I will talk to you guys here. You guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the most frustrating things about being a content creator is sustaining being a content creator. And I love that I came across Tiny Sponsor. TinySponsor.com makes it possible for micro influencers to get paid for the content that we create. It's amazing. Whether you're a food and beverage content creator, media and entertainment, fashion and accessories, beauty and wellness, or advertising and marketing, they cover all industries to make sure that we can sustain doing what we love. TinySponsor.com. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Thank you. We appreciate you.
This is the Shootset team,
based in Serbia, moving to Los Angeles.
And you're listening to We Are LA Tech.